Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your insider's commentary track to all the content I post at BigYellowSticky.com, where for the last 5 years, I've been writing by hand with a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow sticky note, an inspirational or motivational quote, phrase, or just a note that I needed to write to myself, and sharing it with the world. Today, I bring you episode 36, and the title of today's episode is Customer Voting. The text reads, "Let customers have a vote in your business plan. They are uniquely qualified to know if your priority should be adding a customer service person or updating your website." Customer Voting. Let customers have a vote in your business plan. They are uniquely qualified to know if your priority should be adding a customer service person or updating your website. The thought behind this sticky is, average business owners and managers make their plans behind closed doors. Above average business owners and managers make plans which include the input and opinions of internal team members and staff. But superior business owners and managers make strategic plans which involve input from both internal team members as well as key clients and high-value prospects. The big difference here is the ability to plot a course that has greater reach and vision than the typical closed-door planning sessions. Involving your internal team members and stakeholders decreases the ramp-up time normally required in rolling out big organizational changes because you're not catching anyone by surprise. Since they were involved earlier in the process, employees have an extended period of time to help themselves adjust and accept the impending changes. They will have also been allowed to voice opinions, positive and negative, and at least had their voice heard at the decision-making level, not just after everything has already been decided for them. Adding your clients and prospects into the mix allows you the advantage of an outside perspective. The customers can share their experiences and opinion about the changes they'd like to see within the company based on their own needs. Perhaps you think your company needs to hire a new social media manager, but your customers express concerns about their inability to reach a service person outside business hours or from other time zones. Perhaps you need to reconsider the importance of bringing on a full-time tweeter and consider a second shift customer support person based out of a different time zone. Really smart companies include existing customers in these corporate planning and development stages, but it is a rare company indeed that thinks to include their wish list of prospective clients. I'm sure you have a hot list of clients you wish you were working with, but for some reason you've never been able to successfully penetrate the account and win any significant business from them. If you ask just one or two of these target prospects to serve on your private advisory board or opinion maker panel, you'd have an opportunity to hear directly from their mouths the exact changes and improvements your company needs to make in order to better serve their needs. And hey, the compliment of being invited to participate on something like that, even though they're not a customer, is going to go a long way to making a personal connection with those prospects. Now, nothing says you have to implement every idea these other people bring to the table. You can absolutely disregard everything you hear from these outside voices, but you ignore them at your own peril. This has been Don the Idea Guy. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to get a free email alert every time a new piece of content is posted, just visit BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Enter your email address, and after you confirm it, you'll begin receiving a daily email alert direct to your inbox that includes the graphic of that day's post and a link to the insider scoop, the behind the sticky story that went into the making of that piece of content, just like the one you're listening to right now. If you'd like to know more about me and perhaps give me your opinion on the projects you'd like me to work on next, you can visit DonTheIdeaGuy.com. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you stop back to hear from me again tomorrow when I'll have a brand new Big Yellow Sticky Podcast just for you.